Appreciate that prayer and those songs, and thankful for each one here this morning. Thankful for this day that the Lord has given us. You know, the lesson is entitled Joy in Worship. Worship is a great drudgery to some rather than a joy. Malachi 1:13 reads, "Behold, what a weariness is it, and you have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts." In contrast, see David's pleasure in worship from Psalms 122 in verse 1. David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." The early church shows God's will for us. Acts 2:42 reads, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine," or teaching, "and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers." So let us join David in the sentiment of joyful worship this morning. Notice first the place of worship, the house of the Lord. God's house is simply the place where He dwells. He does not dwell in buildings. The Bible says, "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things," reads Acts chapter 17, verses 24 and 25. The temple is insufficient even in the Jewish system. Will God indeed dwell on the earth? "Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded," reads 1 Kings 8 and verse 27. He dwells in a spiritual house in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit, Ephesians 2:22. "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ," reads 1 Peter 2:5. So when we worship, we are in His presence. Because we are in His presence, we should reverence Him in our attitude. Hebrews 12 and verse 9, "Because we are in His presence, we should let all things be done in this assembly decently and in order," 1 Corinthians 14:40. These two things can't be done if there are constant distractions in the assembly. Notice the call to worship. "Let us go," David said in Psalms 122:1. But why go to worship? Because it is a natural and necessary thing for humans to do. The word worship is found 190 times in the Bible. The Bible says, "Then saith Jesus, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve," reads Matthew 4 and verse 10. We are to make the true God the object of our worship. The Bible says, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he," that is the angel, "unto him, see that thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God." Revelations 22, 8 and 9. We are made this way. It's not bred out or genetic. "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?" Psalms 42, verses 1 and 3. The Greek word anthropos means the upward looking one. So why go to worship? because our worship service rebukes evil in one's life. Sometimes we deceive ourselves and tend to think that all is well. But the Bible says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, Revelation 3:17. If we are truly an upward-looking one, in worship we can see how little and evil we are as we look upon the one supreme God. The Bible says, keep thy foot, that is, watch thy step, when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few, Ecclesiastes 5, 1 and 2. So why go to worship? Because worship makes the worshiper like the worshipped. A false god lowers the character of worshipers. 1 Kings 18:28 reads, they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances, till the blood gushed out upon them in their idolatry worship. Worship on the true God, of the true God, however, lifts one up. 2 Corinthians 3:18 reads, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Why go to worship? Because worship reminds us of the values which the world makes us forget. There is more in worship than what is seen or felt. Reality is beyond what the senses reveal. The Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, reads John 4:24. Some are tempted in this world of things to think there is nothing other than what can be seen or touched. The Bible says, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Luke 12 and verse 15. Now let us consider the joy in worship. Back to Psalms 122:1, David said, I was glad. Worship of God sure did David good. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, or I shall not be in want, is the idea. Psalms 23 and verse 1. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over, he said. Psalms 23 and verse 5. The New Testament says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. James 4 and verse 8. The attitude of joy demands reverence. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. That's us right here this morning. And to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. Psalms 89 and verse 7. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews 12 and verse 28. The worship of Christians is truly an offering of the heart's full measure. The Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10 and verse 22. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Notice the attitude in worship. Our attitude should make us dependable for the assembly with the saints. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is by His authority, When you are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 4. Our proper attitude in worship is because of the Father's account. The Bible says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open under their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." 1 Peter 3:12. Our proper attitude in worship is because of the Father's account. He's our Creator. The Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture." Read Psalms 100, verses 1 through 3, which shows gratitude and honor. God is our Father. The Bible says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." 1 John 3 and verse 1. In worship, we meet with God's family. Our proper attitude in worship is because of the Son's account also. John said, "In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paths with a golden girdle." Revelations 1:13. Christ died for us. He was delivered for our offenses, not His, and was raised again for our justification. Romans 4 and verse 25. One missing sheep caused Christ anxiety. The Bible says, "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Matthew 18, 12 through 14. Our proper attitude in worship is because of the saints' account. Christians, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. The church is to be a whole body by everyone assembling. Nay, much more than those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. 1 Corinthians 12:22. A missing stone means an impaired building. Paul told Timothy, "If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." 1 Timothy 3:15. So each one is needed to help support that pillar and ground of the truth. Our proper attitude in worship is because of our own account. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer." Psalms 19 and verse 14. Coal from fire dies without other logs. And so there is great value to be with others to help keep our spiritual fire going. We could forsake worship with no loss if we had no God to glorify. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Reads 1 Corinthians 10:31. We could forsake worship with no loss if we had no soul to save. "For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16:26. We could forsake worship with no loss if we had no friends to influence. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, that's influence, and glorify your Father which is in heaven, Matthew 5 and verse 16. We could forsake worship with no loss if we had no hell to avoid. The rich man, he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Reads Luke chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. We could forsake worship with no loss if we had no heaven to gain. The Bible says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, 1 Peter 1 and verse 4. In closing, sometimes there are those who meet at the church building for reasons other than serving the Lord with acceptable worship. Maybe some are following the way of their parents without developing their own knowledge, faith, and conscience. Or maybe there are some that have a carnal attachment to the church building. Such reasons can't bring true joy in worship. The Bible says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, Hebrews 3, 12 and 13. Let us say, I rejoice to worship as David did. If you have not known the blessings and promises, turn from the burden of sin and Satan yokes, the Satan yoke to God. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, 28. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, 16. The Lord invites you, and we await to assist you. Come without delay while together we stand and sing.
Verses 1 and 3. Lord, have we heard thee calling, come follow me, and we see where the footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that make of Jesus that